Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, Manchin is up to it again. You know, whenever he talks about the soft infrastructure, the $1.75 trillion, sometimes referred to as the $2 trillion, you know, the old song, suspicion, woe is my heart, suspicion keeps us apart. I can't sing. This guy, he is doing a slow strip tease. I don't think he's going to vote for this thing. I'm not sure why he's doing this slow strip tease, pretending he's going to do something. Here's what he said. He had a discussion with Joe Biden. Joe called him and said he wanted to talk to him and get the lowdown and everything. And Manchin did a tease on him. And then afterwards, Manchin was asked, how did it go? And he said, quote, we were talking about different iterations, end quote. Now, look, what does that mean? I mean, I know what iterations is. If a guy wants to give some smooth BS, get the press off him. All right. Yeah, we were talking about different iterations. All right. Well, real good. What else did you talk about? What are you really talking about? And then they go, you know, Schumer and Biden and Pelosi want this nailed down by Christmas. Christmas is not that far away. Can this be done by Christmas? Would you vote for it by Christmas? And he goes, anything's possible. Real mealy mouth. Anything possible. But just before the call with Biden, now this is the call with the president. There's some dignity to this. Biden's a good guy. Saved us from Trump. Now we're trying to get back on the right track. Gratuitously, Manchin raises the issue of inflation. He said, you're going to be talking about, yeah, but I'm very concerned about inflation. Butter wouldn't melt in his mouth. I'm very concerned about inflation. This could be inflationary. We can't have inflation. What does that tell you? He has been doing this for months, since the summertime. He did it all through the fall, all through those November elections where we got pasted in Virginia and really got pasted in New Jersey, almost lost the governorship in New Jersey, did lose it in Virginia. And he just goes on and on. Yeah, we were talking about different iterations. What does that mean? Can it be done by Christmas? Anything's possible. But inflation, can't have I won't vote to raise inflation. He doesn't know anything about inflation. He wouldn't know inflation if it bit him in the rear end. Guy's not an economist. Here's what's going on. Manchin is in a red state, West Virginia, one of the highest percentages of vote, the margin of victory for Trump in the country. Last time Manchin won by about 3 points. Time before that, he won by double digits. He's liked down there, but at some point, people don't ticket split that much. The only guy that I knew that could ticket split that much was Bill Proxmire, my friend and my mentor in politics. And he got 70% of the vote in Wisconsin in 1976. And I remember in 1978, he was a commentator on TV, and the commentator looks at the anchor looks at him and said, well, for the Democrat to win this one, there's only one county out, Waukesha, and he'd have to win it by 2/3, a Democrat. And he laughed. And Proxmire said, I won it by 2/3 last time. So you don't get that very often, and Manchin ain't that. So I don't know why he just doesn't become a Republican, but he's sniffing around. And he's teasing. I don't know what you can do. They're offering to make more cuts to it. He's already cut the hell out of it. Then what they're offering to do is he wants just fewer things, but for 10 years, instead of more things for less time, and they're negotiating that. I guess you can't do anything else, because if he doesn't vote for it, it's 50 to 49, and it loses. Anyway, we're going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Great topic, Matt, on Bill Proxmire. Boy, there's a guy that we need to renew the legacy, and maybe this is how we could do it.
Right.
Bill Proxmire was the taxpayer's watchdog. And I think we ought to have, like, the Bill Proxmire Alliance. And what that would mean is it'd be a 501(c), and boy, we know how to do that because our buddies on the other side, they figured that out real quick, and it would be to monitor waste of taxpayers' money. Well, you know what? That place would be overloaded by the cost that Republicans have run us between false investigations, conspiracy theories, and everything else. So let's just put that on the table for this morning. And one other thought. What is really going to start to take hold in the news, I noticed it this morning, is the 9/11 hearings. And now with Meadows going to be issued contempt, they're talking about jail time. This is the first peeling back of that onion that we got to go all the way to the core. And trust me, if that gains center attention, it will make a difference when the upcoming elections. Even Fox News is named in it, Imagine, and they can't even address that on their news because they're too embarrassed. It's just a one-way trip down the toilet for those boys. You know, they're terrified of that. So between Bill Proxmire Alliance Group and focusing on the 9/11 and making it a big deal, I'm texting all the time to people who don't agree with me. Let's go January 6th commission. I keep saying that. It drives them crazy because they like the Let's Go Brandon. Well, that's my Let's Go. But anyhow, I would like you to just to say a few things about maybe a legacy to Bill Proxmire. Thank you and have a good day.
I will. You know, I was honored to speak at his funeral, his wife and his daughters. I was quite honored by that. Bill was a friend of mine. He's obviously a lot older. He was my mentor in politics. And he did. He carried Waukesha County by two-thirds. Waukesha County, he carried by two-thirds. 70% of the vote in 1976. One of the greatest senators in Wisconsin history. There's no one else like him. But I like your idea about an alliance, a taxpayers' alliance on addressing waste, because that's what he did. He did it very, very effectively. Very, very effectively. And, you know, to pay Gableman's crowd $680,000 out of taxpayer money, to pay Foxconn to $1 billion in debt, which the state taxpayers are going to have to pay up just to turn this property over to them, and they're sitting on it, not doing anything. We ain't going to get it back. We get snookered by the Republicans. They turned down $1 billion in train money, $1 billion in Medicaid money that had it come out of our state taxes anyway, so you pay double taxes. Proxmire would have been all over that. Proxmire have been all over that. And I'm going to leave you with an anecdote, and this is a great one. One day, his chief of staff called and said, the senator's coming into Mitchell Field. Would you and your wife go down and pick him up and take him to his hotel? I said, great, because he would, he's not one of these guys with a limousine or even renting a car. He'd have people drive him to his places. So we pick him up. He said, all right, take me to a Kohl's. There's a grocery store in that point. So we go through the aisles. He picks out a quart of buttermilk and some olives and some bread. And I said, Senator, let's go to dinner. I'll treat you to dinner. Oh, no. He would not go to a restaurant. He was the only senator, I think, most of them are out at a fancy restaurant Friday nights, not him. Take him to a Budgetel in the northwest side of town. And there was a McDonald's right near it. And he said, that's where I have my breakfast. Then one of his aides comes and picks him up. And he had a huge binder of stuff. I said, what's that? He says, legislative history. There's a legislative history for this new bill. And he sat there Friday night, and my wife and I left him there. And there is nobody like him, nobody like him. And a taxpayer alliance to commemorate that, I think, would be a great idea. Bill, thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Nice call as always, Bill. My dad simply loved Proxmire. He was a man for the people. He always just went out with a common man. And my dad met him several times at the Union Hall. Hey, as far as Fox News, it can't be called Fox News anymore. They just have to call it Fox or Fox Opinion, because it certainly is not news. And people are jumping ship over there, you know. But as far as Manchin goes, the man has a chance to change the course of history in this country by passing the Voting Rights Bill. Right. I don't think he's going to do it. Well, and if he doesn't, he's going to go down in history as maybe, I don't know, history will not be kind to the man. And as far as the 9-11, they got to get going on this because the truth has to come out. And like Bill said, when Fox News, you know, the spooky thing on this, I guess, maybe spooky, is right-wing radio, Fox, and Newsmax, they're just saying nothing really happened there. And it needs to be exposed. Trump was behind this. He let this happen. And it goes all the way down now, all the way to Gableman here. This is all Fox News, Newsmax, right-wing radio. But most of all, it's all Trump, and it still is. This Gableman thing, look at Boss. What did he do? Fly with Trump or whatever? It's just an amazing thing. We're not close to a civil war, are we? I hope not. So anyway, I just wanted to touch on some of them points. Always enjoy when your callers call in. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Some very, very good points. I mean, one of the things I think they're going to find a hard way to gnaw out of this time is when you have Hannity and Ingram saying, for God's sake, stop this, and another guy, somebody's going to get killed, and Don Trump Jr. says, these are all the Mark Meadows. Mark Meadows now regrets turning these texts over. You know, Trump will say they were forged. They're not. The point of the matter is that his own son is saying, you know, get Dad on national TV to stop this. I remember watching the video of that afternoon, could not believe it. People are smashing windows, trampling on folks. Somebody gets shot. You know, oh, Nancy, they would have killed her. You know, like a 90-pound, 80-year-old woman, they would have killed her. They would have killed her. Pence, if they gotten their hands on Pence, hang Mike Pence, they would have strangled them. They would have carried him out to the gallows and strung him up. This was very serious. This was an insurrection. Paul's right. What can Fox do about this? I don't know. I mean, it's not a news station. When you have Laura Ingraham and Hannity saying that, for God's sake, stop it, and somebody's going to get killed, and then they deny it happened, that's just, frankly, that isn't even plausible. Go to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Come here.